Well, Mike, first of all, congratulations to you for winning the 1A Coach at Large from the Iowa Track and Field Coaches Association. And this is the first time, I think, that both a Pella and Pella Christian coach were on there. And not only that, the two of you coached together for a long time. Doug Cutler also winning the award in Class 3A. I'm going to have Doug probably talk about you, but your thoughts about what it means to see Doug in that program continue to have the success they've had since you've left, knowing that your family is deeply tied to what Doug and the program he's built.
Yeah, you bet. I can't say enough positive things about Coach Cutler, and I'm sure he'd be pretty quick to deflect attention away from himself to the other coaches and the quality of the kids and the families that are in the program. But there's quite a legacy there to follow with what they've accomplished and how many kids' lives they've really touched in ways that not everybody fully appreciates. There's just been so many life-changing events of things that have happened with kids that have been coming through the program that just happened to be during the course of the season, and certainly that happened again this season for Doug and that coaching staff that set you back in your seat a bit when you think about the bigger things that go on in life. But from a coaching perspective, it's interesting, maybe a little tidbit is when I had a long-time career working at Pella Corporation, and when I chose to do something a little bit different in my days, more centered around real estate, it wasn't too many days after that decision was made. I remember the day that Doug Cutler called me, and I was standing in my driveway when I took the phone call, and he asked if I would join the Pella High coaching staff with him, which at that time had just eclipsed the 100 kid mark for kids out for cross country at Pella High. And the biggest reason why I said yes was kind of twofold. One was I saw how he handled things with my own kids. And the other piece was really day to day, I wanted to be inside his practices to see how he and the coaching staff really handled the day-to-day conversations with kids. And to me, that was of tremendous value to me as I started to think about this opportunity to coach at Pella Christian down the line.
Well, and when you mentioned that, coaching now at Pella Christian and building your own program, which again had tremendous success this season compared to maybe where it was when you first took over, you know, now that you have that perspective from the outside looking in again, what does that say about what Doug and his staff has accomplished still there at Pella for them to still not, as you mentioned, off the course, but on the course, to still be a top five program consistently in the boys and girls from year to year and to continue to do what they've done now for almost 20 years?
Well, I think the thing that it speaks the loudest to me is just how much they value each and every one of the kids that have come into that program, and eventually that turns into relationships with families and relationships with then younger siblings and neighboring kids and friends. But you got to keep investing in all those individual relationships, and they get that, and they do that, and they it's not that we all don't need a little bit of grace at time to sort things out and figure things out, and we don't always handle everything perfectly, but obviously they've learned to do things the right way, and Doug certainly sets the mark for that and how best to do that.